There's one hadith where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, نِعْمَتَانِ مَغْبُولٌ فِيهِمَا كَثِيرٌ مِنَ النَّاسِ الصِّحَّةُ وَالْفَرَاغُ. There are two blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that people are normally deceived by. One is good health, and the other one is free time. They think that I'll be healthy all the time. And in that deception, they don't look after their health. They resort to all kinds of wrong things. And this is so against what Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had taught, and also against what the Quran has come with. It is actually showing an ungratefulness also to the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Lots of other blessings Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may have given us, whether it's in the form of good looks or physical strength or, you know, wealth or whatever it might be. So all these things need to be safeguarded and looked after. And there are ways that the Sharia has actually prescribed for us in as far as looking after the blessings are concerned. So my respected friends and brothers, we have to, they say, you know, you can't count the blessings of Allah Ta'ala, but what we know is a blessing, we don't let it go out of hand. We find when we got this great ni'mat and this great blessing of good health, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also gives us the opportunity to do a lot of other things, which is also a blessing. Al-ijtihad fi al-amal, that a person is able to exert himself in deeds. And when we speak of deeds, we're not only talking of deeds here in the masjid and fasting and doing all good Islamic deeds, all kinds of deeds. A person is able, my respected friends and brothers, to do so many things when he has got good health on his side. And if it is not safeguarded, then it is taken away from a person. One of the reasons it is taken away, it can also be actually an adab and a punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because a person did not show appreciation. And one principle with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is this, that we find in the Quran, Allah says that kufranun ni'mah, showing ungratefulness to the ni'mat of Allah ta'ala, Allah ta'ala says, فَأَذَاقَهَ اللَّهُ لِبَاسِ الْجُوِ. We take it away from the people. So my respected brothers, that is something we must always thank Allah. Really, if we thank Allah just for this thing that we got, we'll become so close to Allah. We'll love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will not want to do anything in as far as, you know, upsetting Allah, as we say, or doing angering Him or displeasing Him. So this is a great blessing Allah ta'ala has given me. I don't want it to be taken away from me. Yes, when old age comes, then with some people it happens that is the normal process of life, that certain things now start deteriorating and a person, you know, slowly starts getting weaker, and he loses a lot of the things of his health. It happens. There are a few people here in this masjid, mashallah, we're so envious of them. Allah gives them good health, and we're not jealous. We make dua for them. When we talk to them, they are in their 80s, and they got so good health. When we talk to them about our health, we feel like real sick people, like real old people in front of them. We have their age. So Allah gives them good health, mashallah. They know they are always, we make dua for them. Allah keep them there. But generally, with progress of age, we'll find that there will be a retrogression or a deterioration of a person's health. So my respected friends and brothers, the Sharia and the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam are warning us, don't be deceived by having good health, that it will be with you forever and ever, and that you might lose it sooner or later. All types of precautions need to be taken. And in that regard, how a person leads his life, lifestyle, very, very important. Moderation is one of the most important things of this ummah. This ummah is called the moderate ummah. Everything is done in moderation. The minute there is an excess or too little of something, then that is going to throw us off balance. We are the balanced ummah. So in as far as our, you know, speaking of our health is concerned, the kind of food that we eat, what we consume, what we ingest, the Quran speaks about Kulu mimma fil ardi halalan tayyiba. Eat from the earth which we have provided for you, that what is halal and that what is wholesome, that is clean, that is hygiene. Don't just look for the halal stamp on it and say this is fine. If we have more information about something, has it been, you know, produced and manufactured and processed under hygienic conditions? That is also very, very important. So many times, we heard not long time ago, okay, it wasn't even a halal product. They found those sausages or processed meat that were being, they had to actually recall a whole lot of them, because the process under which these things were being processed was totally unhygienic. So halalam tayyiba is a very, very important teaching of our Sharia that will help us to safeguard our external blessing of good health. The old people always say, now they teach us that one very important phrase. They say, tandrusti hazar ni'mat. If you got one good blessing that is of good health, you got 1,000 other blessings, because then you are able to do so many other good things. So we find, my respected friends and brothers, we must be careful when it comes to ingesting what we consume. Some people deliberately consume harmful stuff. One is we overdo it. One is things that are totally haram, that are harmful, whether we're inhaling it or whether we're drinking it or whether we're injecting it. All that is, besides the haram, the thing of it, we are showing great ungratefulness to the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What those things do to a person's body, my respected friends and brothers, only that person, after when he suffers the loss of those things, then he'll say, I shouldn't have done it. Go and see in the hospital sometimes, there are people that are suffering from so many sicknesses and illnesses, and many times they will tell you that this was the cause. So we don't have to go that route. Everybody gets old, everybody reaches a certain point, and if our body function is not taken care of in our youth, then it is really going to catch up with us in our old age. And that is something we should safeguard again. In fact, the Sharia has given us a great amount of directive in that particular regard. So, and this is reality of old age, something, you know. They say, Burhapa ek tel haqiqat hai. Burhapa, Urdu word. Tel haqiqat hai. It's a bitter reality. Sooner or later, it's going to be there if somebody makes it up to there. Only way you don't become old, die young. Then, my respected friends and brothers, what is the greatest form of shukr? We'll talk on shukr as a whole topic on its own, inshallah. But the greatest form of shukr a person is that he uses the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the obedience of Allah ta'ala. Whatever Allah ta'ala has given us, we use it in his obedience. And when a person is now in the process of leading his life, especially in his youth, and he uses these things in a proper way, when he is making ibadat, he is worshipping Allah Ta'ala, he is using himself, to do welfare work, and he is doing things to uplift the lot of humanity. He can only do, when he is young, he can do all those things. When he's old, he can't do all those things. Then, if in his young age something happens to him, the hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will still continue to reward him. If a person, a young man, is doing a lot of things, a lot of ibadat and a lot of all other good things, including, activities on the field there, looking after poor people and whatever it might be. And for some reason, he is overtaken by some illness or by some injury or some other thing that might just incapacitate him. And that person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will still give him a great amount of reward, provided he looked after his health and his niyat was to serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Sahaba, there's one hadith that is mentioned, that they went to visit Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala when he was ill. And when they met him, he was quite ill. He started crying. So they said, but why are you crying? He says, no, I'm not crying because I'm ill. I know when a person becomes sick and ill, then that is a cause of expiation. That means Allah ta'ala washes off his sins. I'm crying that I got old, I got sick in old age. All these things happen in old age. If I had to get sick when I was young, then I would have still been given a reward by Allah Ta'ala of actions that I was unable to do because of my youth. Now in old age, I wasn't doing half the things in any case, and now I got sick, so I'm missing out on having free reward written for me, and that grieves me a great amount. Now where were the minds of the Sahaba, my respected friends and brothers? Where were they? In this situation also, they were looking at profit and loss in terms of amal, in terms of coming closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's a nice way of also looking at but our own situation. We mentioned the other day also in the tafsir, that any difficulty that comes on a believer, it is also a blessing, my respected friends and brothers. So these are the things that we are supposed to keep in mind. Al-ijtihad fil amal, that is, doing good works when we have got good health. The other thing is, al-ijtinab anil ma'asiyah, abstention from sin. As long as a person has got good health, and if he thinks he's got the looks and the stamina and the libido and all those things, and he's a go and everywhere he can do whatever he needs to do and do all the haram, that will catch up with him very, very quickly. And in a little while, my respected friends and brothers, Allah Ta'ala will take away from him all that strength and that And he is going to have a difficulty when he gets older. It can be taken away even when he's young. Because using our external blessings of health and ni'mat, it is actually, using the wrong way, it is actually a way of showing disrespect and non-appreciation to the blessings of Allah. And like we mentioned, the principle, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when you do kufran and ni'mah, when you show an appreciation, it's in the Quran, then I take away your blessings. So my respected friends and brothers, alhamdulillah, Ramadan has gone while we take care of our internal actions which we had the opportunity of training upon. We don't throw those things away. We try and be disciplined believers. We also now must try and ensure that the health that Allah has given us, whether we acquired it in Ramadan because of fasting, whatever, even generally, we make every effort to ensure that we look after this very, very great ni'mat. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, you know, people get deceived. So we don't get deceived. Health, good health is not going to stay forever. It just goes away whenever it is supposed to go away. That's why a person is also going to be questioned on the day of Qiyamah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says there's 5 questions that are going to be put in front of a person. He will not be able to move from his place. One of them is how he spent his life. The other one is how he spent his youth. That means youth means how did he spend the best part of his life when he was healthy and robust and he had all the strength and the energy. How did he use that particular part of his life? That is something that is going to be singled out as a separate question for which we are going to answer. Then Allah Ta'ala says, ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَ إِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ. On that day you are going to be questioned most definitely about all the blessings. So let us keep ourselves connected to Allah Ta'ala through all the beautiful blessings He has given us, and good health is one that we have got all the time with us. You know, but now winter comes and we start getting the little flu and the nose running and all those things. How miserable we feel. So in the same way, we don't want to feel permanently miserable. We will try and make an effort of thanking Allah Ta'ala and using all these blessings in the most correct and appropriate way. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.